So that's the story of the road to Emmaus. So we're just going to ask a few little questions to try and explore that story a little bit. So if you want to have your Bible open, then please do. But I would need 8 volunteers that can read. So if you can read and you want to volunteer, and I need 8 of you. Doesn't matter how old you are, that is fine. But you do need to read what's on the paper. I'm sure there are 2 more people who can read. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so we're going to have a look at a few little questions here, the questioning words, who, where, what, when, and how. And either in your Bible as you're sitting, or these lovely people are going to help us to answer the questions. So who in the story are we talking about? Now, 4 of the Bible passages refer to who the story we've heard is about. Who thinks they've got those? Right, okay. Ellie, what does yours say?
Luke 24, verse 13, 2 of Jesus' followers.
Yep. So we know that these people were followers of Jesus. They weren't necessarily his immediate disciples, the 11, but they were 2 of his followers. Can we find out any more about these people? Yeah, there's one more. Yep, well done. Let's have Charlie's next. Because the Bible tells us who one of them was called.
Luke 24, verse 18, one of them was named Cleopas.
Yeah, so the Bible tells us his name was Cleopas. And if we go back to Matthew, Daniel's going to read that one for us.
Matthew 10, verse 3, James, son of Alphaeus.
So another word for Cleopas is Alphaeus. So maybe Alphaeus, who was the father of James, and Cleopas are one and the same person. Maybe. Okay, and James was one of the disciples. Okay, so now let's have the other one, which Ruth has got. If you've got your Bible, I want you to look carefully at this because there are some commas here which might help us to understand it.
Mine's from John 19, verse 25. Near the cross stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene.
Okay. So this goes back to when Jesus was on the cross and there were some women watching. Okay, and I found this quite interesting, and it does maybe help us think about who this Cleopas was. Near the cross stood his mother, comma, his mother's sister, comma, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. So is Jesus' mother's sister also called Mary? And some of my research, actually, in some families in those times, children were given the same name. So, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, Cleopas, Alphaeus, all the same name. So, in fact, this chap Cleopas maybe was with his wife, Mary, and maybe was Jesus' uncle. Interesting thought for you to consider. Okay, so where were they going? This is slightly more straightforward. Where were they going? Thank you, Jidge.
So this is from Luke 24, verse 13, and they were going to a village called Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
Okay, so 7 miles. If you walk pretty fast, you can do about 3 miles an hour. So it was at least a 2-hour journey, 2 to 3-hour journey outside of Jerusalem on foot. Okay, so next question. What were they talking about? What were they discussing? Oh, lovely, thank you.
They were talking about everything that had happened.
And as we saw on the film, it went through everything that had happened. Okay. And then the stranger comes up and seems to know nothing about it, and they're dumbfounded. Are you the only person who knows nothing about what's been happening? But they don't know who he is. So when is this taking place? Is it a long time after or what? Who's got that one? Isaac.
Luke 24, verse 13, the same day.
So they are walking away from Jerusalem the very same day that Jesus had risen from the dead. And yet this stranger has heard nothing about it. And he's going the same direction. So in theory, he should have come from Jerusalem as well. So very intriguing. So then the last question, how did they realize who it was? That must be Charlotte.
Then he broke it and gave it to them.
So from Luke 24, towards the end of the story, as he broke the bread, they realized who he was. Their eyes were opened. They saw that it was Jesus. So some thoughts to consider. Thank you very much, folks. You can keep those or leave them. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. So I've just got three things for us to consider from that story, okay? And the first one is that Jesus reveals himself to us just at the right time. He will reveal himself at a time when is right for us. Now, what I want you to do is study this picture. I want you to look at the four dots going down in the center. I want you to keep your eyes focused on those just for about half a minute or so. Be totally relaxed as you look at those four dots. And then when you feel that you've looked at it and concentrated on it, I want you to turn your head to a wall or a clear space and blink your eyes a few times and see what happens. If nothing happens, then have another look and study again. Has anyone seen something interesting happen? Jenny? Yeah. So Jesus reveals himself to us. So if you look at those dots, did that work for anybody else? Yeah. Just a little interesting illusion, but it just helps us think about that thought. Jesus will reveal himself to us at just the right time and in a way that is right just for us. So the second point, how do we remember stuff? We remember by hearing and seeing and doing. The biggest percentage of way we remember, sort of over 80% of our memory, is by seeing and doing, so watching and action. So it wasn't until those disciples saw an action of Jesus that they realized who he was. They'd been listening to him, they'd seen him but didn't recognize him, but as soon as they saw that action of breaking the bread, they realized who he was. And finally, as they neared the end of their journey, they invited him to stay with them. And that's an invitation for all of us. Do we invite Jesus in? Have we ever invited him in? And do we invite him in daily into our lives? So three little thoughts for us to consider. We're going to move on now to a time of prayer. And we're going to do it in a way of reflection with some images on the screen. I went for a beautiful walk the other day through the bluebells,